From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Leiden. 500 years ago, a German cartographer gave a name to the newly discovered landmass blocking Europe's western passage to Asia. He called it America. It was a nod to the Florentine explorer Amerigo Vespucci. Surely an honor like that could belong only to one of the greatest travelers in history, a selfless adventurer and a master of navigation and science. Historian Felipe Fernandez Armesto would beg to differ. He presents the sobering account of a second-rate self-promoter in his new book, Amerigo, the man who gave his name to America. Thanks for coming to the program.
On the contrary, thank you.
Of course, we're referring to Vespucci here as Amerigo, but many of us in school will have learned the American pronunciation of Amerigo.
Well, Amerigo is a good pronunciation because it sounds like America, but Amerigo is the correct pronunciation in the sense that that's the way Florentines pronounce it, and Amerigo Vespucci was a Florentine.
Amerigo Vespucci's reputation back in 1507 when the Americas were named was what? It seems to have been stellar at the time. What was he credited with discovering?
He was credited with just about the most fantastic achievement that you could have at the time. He was credited with being equal to the greatest of the ancients. Particularly, he was specifically hailed by the people who bestowed his name on this hemisphere with being the new Ptolemy, the modern equivalent of the most famous and revered geographer of the ancient world. And you've got to remember, this is the time of the Renaissance in Europe, so to be equal to the greatest of the ancients was just about the biggest career move you could make at the time.
And yet, as a young man in Florence, you write that he was in fact a huckster and even a pimp. Your line is Amerigo Vespucci, who gave his name to America, was a pimp in his youth and a magus, a magician in his maturity.
Yes, he's like what I suppose nowadays in modern America we would think of a kind of spoilt college kid who's wasted his opportunities, wasted his education, and he resorts to making his living amongst the lowlifes of Florence. He becomes a sort of Mr. Fix-It of Florence. And if you've got something shady, something dodgy that you want done, you go to Amerigo and you ask him to fix it for you. It's not just being a pimp. I mean, he was a pimp. You know, there are three letters addressed to him in his youth, which you can only interpret, though they're expressed in rather guarded language, people writing to him saying, kind of, I'm paraphrasing here, thank you very much for what you did for me. I really liked the brunette. Could you fix something up? So he clearly is, you know, procuring meretricious women for his clients, but he's also dealing as a small-time commission agent in jewel deals. Just about everything that isn't quite kosher in Renaissance Florence, Amerigo handles.
Let me ask you, how did Vespucci come to make this incredibly dangerous and difficult voyage of 1499?
Historians have always wondered, why did Vespucci want to go, and why did they want to take him? Because, you know, he knew nothing about the sea. The only voyage he'd ever made, as far as we know, in his life up to that time was from Florence to Barcelona, just across a short stretch of the Mediterranean. The one thing that Vespucci really did know was pearls, was jewels, especially pearls. And in 1498, Columbus had discovered a really rich pearl fishery off the coast of Venezuela, and that's what the voyage of 1499 was bound for. They were going out there to see if they could get some of those pearls, and by golly, they did. They came back with thousands of ducats worth of pearls, and Vespucci managed to pocket quite a few.
Well, one of Vespucci's claims to fame was his uncanny ability to compute longitude to guide his travels, and you say that this was sheer nonsense. You call it flim-flam.
Yeah, well, I mean, he did claim to be able to read longitude by celestial observations. In fact, he claimed to be able to do it by a method which in theory was very well known at the time, the lunar distance method. But although in theory this is a great system, it requires instruments of tremendous accuracy in order to be able to make the right measurements in the in the first place. So it's practically impossible that he could have made these calculations. Indeed, the only calculation of longitude that he actually records was so wildly inaccurate that it would have actually placed him several thousand miles west of the position that he was in when he took the measurement. So I'm afraid I can't go along with the view that Vespucci was a sort of prophet of the use of longitude.
But did he discover South America as a continent, which was his great claim?
Columbus had beaten him to that discovery in 1498, and Columbus had actually accurately identified the southern part of the Western Hemisphere as a continental landmass of enormous proportions. And he even called it something very close to calling it a new world. He called it another world. And one of Columbus's humanist friends back in Spain beat Vespucci to the coining of the name New World. So really, Vespucci didn't actually achieve anything that contemporaries who admired him credited with. He didn't really do anything that justified the greatness of his reputation, except being an absolutely first-rate publicist.
Well, I'd say that Amerigo Vespucci was perhaps the first great American salesman, and since this is a capitalistic society, perhaps he was the perfect person to have lent his name to our shores.
Ah, sure, that's true, yes, that in the land of the snake oil salesman and the huckster, the, maybe a pimp and a jewel agent isn't a bad patron saint. But, I mean, I do think that there's more to it than that. I mean, I think that America is, I mean, one of the greatnesses of America is that you kind of are allowed to reinvent yourself here. You are allowed to wipe the slate clean. Amerigo Vespucci, who was the greatest makeover artist of all time, isn't a bad namesake for this country.
Felipe Fernandez Armesto is the Prince of Asturias Professor of History at Tufts University. His new book is titled Amerigo, the Man Who Gave His Name to America, and he joined us from the studios of WCVE in Richmond, Virginia. Well, thank you for bringing Amerigo Vespucci back to life.
On the contrary, thank you very much for allowing me onto the program, Jackie.